Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. First of all, I want to start off by reminding folks of a couple educational opportunities we have coming up here real shortly before the end of January. First of all, tomorrow, which would be Thursday, the 17th of January, I want to remind folks that the annual Iowa State University Crop Advantage Educational Series will be coming to Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center. Registration starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the sessions get underway at 8:30. This is a day-long educational session for agriculture producers, crop producers. If you have pre-registered, I want to remind folks to attend so we can see you there. If you have not pre-registered, you can walk in. There is a $45 fee for the day at the door, which includes lunch. And you can also have additional credits towards your CCA. If you're a certified crop advisor, you can get CEUs for attending, or you can also get your private pesticide applicator annual training, provided you attend for the entire day. So make sure that if you're wanting to get your private pesticide continuing education, you are there and signed in by 8:30 in the morning. Again, we will have some walk-in spots available, so stop on by at 8:30 in the morning. We get underway with the Crop Advantage Series on Thursday, January 17th at the Cass County Community Center. Also coming up for private pesticide applicators, if you need to get your annual training in, we do have two sessions happening in Atlantic at the Community Center. Those will be both on January 30th. We'll have one session at 1:30 in the afternoon and one session at 6:30 in the evening. There is no pre-registration required for those, and there's a $20 fee at the door. If you have more questions about that, feel free to give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, and we'll get those answered for you. Our number out there is 712-243-1132. Also coming up at the end of January, we have a sponsorship for the Evaluating Your Estate Plan for Farm Families. This day-long workshop will be held on Monday, January 28th from 9:30 in the morning to 4 p.m. This is going to be happening at the Armstrong Research Farm, the ISU Research Farm just to the west of Lewis. You can include lunch with that, so that will be a day-long event, including lunch. There is a registration fee for that, and we are asking people to be pre-registered by the 25th, by Friday the 25th, so we can have a lunch count. There is a $50 fee to attend this day-long workshop, which features presentations from two ISU farm management specialists, Melissa O'Rourke and Kevin Leibold. Again, with questions on that, you can give us a call at the Extension office. We'll be happy to get you registered and answer any questions you may have. A few things off the Iowa State University news feed this week. First of all, the monthly topic for the Science of Parenting online blog is talking about disciplining children. A quote from the website, "To spank or not to spank, there are advocates and research to support both viewpoints," according to family life specialist Donna Donald. In January, they are blogging about physical punishment as well as alternative methods of discipline and what different types of research say is effective. So if you're interested, you can look up Science of Parenting on the Iowa State University Extension website, and that'll take you directly to the blog and other related resources on parenting. Some information on horticulture this month. Of course, not much growing outdoors, but lots of people really into growing houseplants, and many people bring their houseplants indoors for the winter if they have been outdoors. And one of the things that this can sometimes cause is houseplant insect problems, and we're going to talk a little bit today about prevention as the first line of defense against any insect problems on your houseplants. First of all, if you think you have a spider mite problem, you're not alone. Spider mites are a common problem in houseplants. They use piercing mouth parts to puncture plant tissue and feed on liquid inside the cells. If you have a light infestation, the foliage may be speckled with tiny yellowish-green spots. If you have a heavily infested plant, the entire leaf and foliage of the plant may turn yellowish-green and eventually turn tan or brown. Plants that are severely stressed by spider mite infestations will often drop some of their leaves. Close examination of these leaves may reveal very fine webbing produced by the mites on the leaves or the stems. When mites are present, you want to determine the level of the infestation, and you also want to discuss the value of the plant. If you have a plant that is heavily infested with spider mites that you are not overly fond of, or that you don't have a lot of sentimental value invested in, sometimes your best bet is to discard the entire plant. If you have a smaller mite population, you can reduce that by washing or syringing the infested plant foliage. You can move the plants outdoors or into the bathtub or shower and use a forceful spray of water to dislodge the mites from the infested plants. There are a few miticides that are available for houseplants or chemicals that will control the mites. They can often be purchased at garden centers, greenhouses, and other retail businesses. Just look for something that lists miticide and spider mites on the label. And of course, when you're using any pesticide, make sure you're carefully reading and following all label instructions. To avoid spider mites taking control in the first place, you want to make sure to keep your plants watered and fertilized to promote healthy plant growth and reduce the impact of the mites feeding on your plants. For more information on caring for your houseplants or other general yard and garden questions, you can turn to the new Yard and Garden Frequently Asked Questions site. This is available at the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach webpage. Just look up Horticulture Expert or Yard and Garden FAQ for all your horticulture questions and answers. Till next time, I'm Kay Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.